is the second date update on the 10th
with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Gerard, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, man. So, I don't know what's going on. I talked to this girl, and she's not getting back to me, man. I thought everything was going good, and I came over for Halloween, and by the way, I came fully decked out. I came as Michael Myers. Like, bro, I had the real knife, real everything. Everything was legit, and I don't know if that freaked her little niece out or whatever, but she's not getting back to me, man, and I don't know. Like, maybe the knife was a little overboard, overkill, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what's going on with that.
See, I love that stuff. A lot of people find it awkward. One time I went to a party dressed as like a killer clown, and I stayed there with a knife in my hand and didn't talk the entire time to the adults or the kids.
That's pretty impressive. That's that's going
well.
It's Halloween. You got to go.
That's creepy.
But some people were like upset about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's Halloween. Like, that's when you're allowed to scare children.
Right.
And people can't be offended about it.
Right. Like, so you get it. You get it. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Maybe I can help me.
Yeah. I'm guessing, I'm thinking it was a niece thing, but who knows? Maybe not. But you sound like a nice guy, man, and I like your Halloween style.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We're going to call her next. See if she'll give you another date, okay?
All right.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Man, we just spoke to Gerard. This poor dude, he sounds so sad. He hung out with this girl, Melinda. They hung out for Halloween, and he said everything was great. He goes, now the one thing is that Melinda has a little niece, and perhaps she was a little afraid when Gerard showed up as Michael Myers, complete with a giant knife.
Yeah, it could be a little scary.
Yeah, I think that's getting in character, though.
Go all the way.
You know?
That is, if you had a guess, like, if you're like, all right, listen, if I had to bet some money on this, I'm thinking it's because, you know, that situation with scaring the niece. Okay, Gerard, thank you. You still there?
I didn't know you guys were talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Pay attention.
He was listening.
Yeah, now I'm going to tell you to be quiet. Don't say anything because we're going to call Melinda, okay?
Hello?
Is this Melinda?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
Oh, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and there's four of us on the phone right now. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. It's going to sound a little strange, but it's all going to make sense if you just let me explain to you really quick. So we got a call from a gentleman who likes you a lot. Now, he called us because he wants to impress you and take you all on a really nice date.
Is this a prank?
No. I know it sounds weird, but he he likes you a lot. He wants to impress you, so he called us up so we can reach out to you and offer you a date of your choosing. And when I say your choosing, I mean you choose whatever it is you want to do, and we will pay for and set up the whole thing for you and this gentleman to get to know each other better.
Who is this? Who are you calling for?
His name is Gerard.
Oh, no. Listen, I gotta go. Goodbye.
No, wait. Hold on. Please. Listen.
Wow. So aggressive.
He called us up, and he wanted to apologize if he scared your niece with his Halloween costume.
No. He didn't scare anybody with his costume. I don't want to deal with that guy again.
What did he do?
He came over. Me and him were dating very briefly, and he came over for Halloween because I was watching my niece. And instead of just having a nice, quiet night passing out candy, I go inside for a little bit. And when I come back, he's arguing with a whole bunch of teenagers. Like, just kids trying to get candy. I don't even understand. Like, why was it that serious? Just give him the candy. But I just went back inside. Like, I'm not going to deal with that. I wake up the next day, and my car is all keyed up. My house is egged. There's graffiti all over my house. And all because this fool wouldn't give some kids candy. Why would I see this guy again?
They got you.
So good.
No date is going to make up for the damages to my property.
Are you sure that it was the kids that he was arguing with?
I know for sure it was them because on the side of my goddamn car, I said, give me candy next time, bitch.
Sorry, it's not funny, but it is.
All right, well, listen, I don't even know what to say, so I'm just going to tell you right now that Gerard's on the phone and he listened to this whole thing, and I'm sure he's very sorry. Gerard, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, and I can't believe you stopped talking to me because of those kids.
First of all, let me tell you how you handled the situation.
Let me tell you how it really went down. These kids came up to the door wanting candy with no costume. The dude, I said, yo, what are you supposed to be? He said, oh, I'm a disappointment. Can't you tell? I said, man, get off the steps, man. I'm not playing with you, man. You gotta have a costume on, dude. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be cautious. Maybe you think that's funny, but it's not funny when you wake up the next day and your house is completely egged and all your property is destroyed.
You didn't even see the fact that they rolled up in the car. They smelled like Halloween. They didn't even have any Halloween bags. They had Walmart bags and Foot Locker bags. I wanted to put it in the box.
Oh my god.
It was a misunderstanding. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I could laugh about all this motherfucking shit, but let me tell you, my home is messed up, my car is keyed, and I don't want to see you again because you're making jokes out of some serious fucked up shit. I'm good.
Look, you know what? If you can't see what I did was a noble act, and I'm trying to say that.
I think this is seriously just a misunderstanding. And if you talked it out over dinner that we're going to provide, maybe you could continue some sort of relationship. So, Melinda, it's all on you, though. If you say yes.
Yeah, I'm good. I have to deal with my insurance company right now. I don't have time for God draws.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
I don't know how celebrating the Red Sox can go wrong, but we all gonna find out together tomorrow morning at 8:10. Second date update on the 10s right here with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, Wiggy, and you.